The trailer for Free Guy that I told you about?
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Reynolds, yeah. Like, living as an NPC movie.
Oops.
Looks kind of trash.
Living as an NPC. What?
Yeah. Because, like, it's a cool concept, but then, like, after he realizes, I'm not going to be an NPC anymore, it just turns into, like, every other action movie where there's, like, a girl who's like, I don't like you, but we got to be around each other. And then by the end of the movie, we're going to like each other. And then it's like, I'm not a tough guy, but I'm going to learn to be a tough guy.
Ryan Reynolds.
That doesn't mean he can't make trash.
Are we? Is this making this in?
Mm-hmm.
Are we starting?
Yep.
Okay.
Achoo. Oh no. I've got it.
Roan Cora.
Yep, I've definitely got it.
Okay.
If we make jokes about coronavirus and then like everyone dies from it, sorry?
I thought that was going to be a question to me.
Yeah, what do you think?
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Just good to know we're on the same page.
Tighten that up.
So any
need that tight.
News on you? For
news,
you?
News on me.
Any news
there
on
is
you?
No news on me right
news
now.
News on you?
I just like to cover myself in news and peanut butter every morning.
Paper mache with peanut butter. Peanut butter shay. All right.
You know when they said they were going to shut down the NBA for the coronavirus?
Are we talking about this? Are we hitting up the corona?
Yeah.
Guys, if you didn't know, there's this thing happening around the world right now.
It's pretty crazy.
It's called corona.
Virus.
What about the NBA?
COVID-19. When they said that.
What does COVID-19 stand for? Coronavirus D times the 19.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think 19 is like the strain, like the most deadly strain.
So are you telling me that there's a coronavirus 1 through 18?
I think so, because they were offering people money in the England to
get, in the England?
Yeah. To get coronavirus voluntarily so they could study them, but they weren't going to get COVID-19. They were going to get like COVID-5 or some like lesser strain.
I gotta fix this.
Even though I say if you give me 10 grand, I'll take it. COVID. Give me all 19. I can take it.
All right.
Oh, this is gonna be a fun bit where he's adjusting his mic arm. Sweet.
Sorry.
Let me try to just stall for a bit.
There we go. We're all back right in business.
But no, when they said they were gonna like stop the NBA because that one player got coronavirus, and then I guess just crowds in general.
But they did, though.
I thought the player's name was Utah Jazz, but that's the team.
Utah Jazz sounds like some
it could be somebody's name,
it
right?
It sounds like a Wild West, like, cowboy.
Oh, damn. Utah Jazz.
You ever heard of Utah Jazz? He comes and plays the saxophone and destroys everybody with epic sound waves. Yeah.
But then he shoots you and he takes you to Utah.
And forces you to be a part of his jazz band.
You become one of his wives.
He forces you to be a part of his jazz band. His goal is to make a jazz band the size of Utah, to where everybody in Utah is a part of his jazz band.
Is that how Mormonism was created?
Utah Jazz. So Utah Jazz is the name of a team.
Yep, in Utah. So you didn't know either.
No, I don't fight. I was gonna say I don't
fight
football.
I don't fight the NBA.
I did raise my fist, didn't I? I'll fight Utah Jazz though.
I'm still not.
If he's
even
coming
sure.
To, if he's coming to blast me with his jazz sound waves, gotta blast him back. You know. What would you use in a fight between you and Utah Jazz? What does stop
the mythological man?
A saxophone. What is the anti-sax?
Another instrument, like saxophone is like it's a reed one, so maybe it's like a.
All right, we got Mr. Bandman talking over here.
Maybe like a violin. You guys could have a. I don't know.
This just sounds like a music video at this point. That's themed in the West.
I mean, his name is Utah Jazz.
Which actually exists. What's her name? Lindsey Stirling has like a Wild West like video, and she plays violin.
That's bringing it old school. She's still around. She still do YouTube. She's like one of the OG people, right?
She's still around?
Yeah. Like, did she die from coronavirus?
I don't think so. I think she's all good, brother.
You want to, what's her name? Lindsey Jazz?
Lindsey Stirling.
Stirling. There we go.
Utah Jazz has already got to your brain. It's taking over.
Oh, she's looking a little old.
What?
Sorry, Lindsey.
Sorry, Lindsey.
Sorry. No, she's a big listener. Oh, she's on a big, like, tour. Well, maybe not now.
Yeah, she tours.
What's this thing with internet personalities putting up a phone number for you to text? Like, right on her website is text Lindsey, and then it's a 1-800 number, so you know you're not texting Lindsey. But why is this a thing?
Is it free?
To text her?
Yeah.
No, it charges you $5 instantly. Why would it not be free?
I'm texting her on the podcast.
Right,
what's her number?
It's 818.
Yep. You said a 1-800 number, you liar.
Well, that's 800 number. That is a 800 number. 818 has 800 in it.
Yeah, but usually when I hear an 800 number, it's 800.
But it means the
same thing.
I guess
it's 818.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
818.
All right. 818-239-7914.
7914.
That's actually just my phone number.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. What should I say to Lindsey Stirling here?
Looking kind of old, huh?
I'm just kidding. Oh, my goodness.
She will never... You know, it's just like either an automated thing or at max like a team of five unpaid
Right, so
interns.
We have to figure out what to say to see what their response is going to be.
Send her a bomb threat.
That's not a good idea.
I'm just filled with bad ideas this
morning.
Hey,
how do you spell her name? Lindsey spelled many different ways.
Lind?
Yep.
Say.
S-A-Y?
Or an E. S-E-Y.
That's not say. That's like...
Well, how would you say that?
C.
That helps, right? That helps.
Yeah. If you said C, I would have been like, oh, S-E-Y. Oh,
a C. Got it.
L-I-N-D-S-E-A.
Nope. Just L-I-N-D-C.
Lindk. All right. What am I saying? Hey, Lindsey.
I wanted to go to your tour, but I have coronavirus. Can I show up in a bubble? Like Bubble Boy.
Let's say, hey, Lindsey.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if you know Utah
Jazz.
Jazz. And what he is up to these days.
Has Much love.
He...
Tyler Gillette.
Has he threatened your music career?
And if not, consider yourself warned.
With his fabulous saxophone.
What if it was just called a
playing?
Jazzophone?
We'll just stick with that.
Hugs and kisses, Tyler, the Ninja Gillette.
No, we're gonna. Should we let her know who this is from, or just send her that, or should we say, you know, lots of love, TMB.
TMB.
That's movies, brother.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
From your boys.
The initial.
From your boys.
At Dad's Movies, Brother. Podcast.
Hold on.
This is a really dumb bit.
From your boys. TMB. It's sent. It's out.
It's out. It's on.
All right, we'll keep you guys updated on that. How did we get here?
We
coronavirus.
Were talking about coronavirus in Utah.
I
Jeff.
Was saying I don't. Oh, here we go. Hey, it's Lindsey. And we're texting. AKA, we're basically best friends now.
This is kind of like... I don't know.
Click the link and add yourself to my phone so I can send you messages, pictures of Luna, and so we can keep in touch.
Yo, you basically just signed up for, like, to be bothered by a text where she's going to be like, hey, I'm on tour again. Maybe you should buy a ticket. like that. She's gonna like you're gonna get an automated text all the time now.
The fact that came in so quick and I know like no like no one wrote that. Mm. But I have to click the link. Should I click the link?
No,
I clicked the link. Oh my God.
What do you? Okay, is that kind of like exploitative?
It's like a sign-up page. My first name, my last name, my gender identity.
Nice.
What do we think we have for options here?
Can you just be brother?
we have female, male, non-binary, and then just prefer not to answer. It's not very many options.
That's not a lot of options. Come on, Lindsay. It's 2020.
By confirming my contact information.
We need Corona to kill all the bigots. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
What? Oh, like giving out your number and making it seem like you're texting her even though you were most certainly not?
Like, yeah. I wish it was just like, why can't you just say like, hey, like for, you know, for text messages updating you on, you know, my tours,
to fool kids.
My personal life, and all that
kids.
Stuff. Like, you know, like, because she might, like, they probably do have automated messages mm-hmm. that send out pictures of Luna just like to make them feel more into, but it's just like Instagram, you're just getting it sent straight to you,
right? But I mean, I think this is kind of like I said, exploitative.
That's my thing, is like,
because no adult is gonna think
we
oh,
are
text Lindsay, okay.
No, I know, but like it'd be one thing if like you text it and then it sends you a random thing, but I guarantee you, like, even if you text the person, that you probably won't get anything back.
Yeah, like if you just kept texting it, you're not going
to
get
out.
More responses.
How deep into this are we willing to go?
I think we're at the limit.
Okay.
I think it's more interesting to just talk about like whether or not this is like appropriate behavior for people in her position to do. Because like, you know, the really popular
How is that more interesting than just talking to Lindsay Sterling live on the podcast?
Okay, I don't think that's quite what's going to happen. Because like Ninja, you know, the streamer. He's like the big Fortnite streamer. He has the same thing where, like, I think if you go on like his site or whatever, there's a number that you can text and stuff like that. But you know, like, most of his audience is like, you know, under the age of 16.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like, what you doing? What you doing, boy? You're indoctrinating these kids into your Fortnite religion.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I wish it was just like, oh, for updates and about, you know, my what's coming up with me and some, you know, personal information, or not like personal information.
I think the official that's
hey,
movie's present.
Hey Ninja, what you doing? Well, you know, yesterday I took a poop and
yesterday I streamed Fortnite and today I'm streaming Fortnite and I will be streaming Fortnite.
Well, I was saying personal information. I don't know how personally we want to get into Ninja's life.
It's probably not a lot to say. I mean, he literally streams half of his life, right? Because I think he probably streams like every day for like 12 hours or something like that. So it's like you're seeing most of it.
Yeah.
What else is minus sleeping? You're not. There's not a lot else you can really think about what's going on.
He's making some great tweets. Heard about all
his
tweets?
Oh, I know. He's so dumb. What was that reason when I was like, gaming is just like any professional sport, and every time you lose and you're okay with it, you're losing twice.
What does he mean by okay with it? Like, you
like
can't.
Like, if you don't rage.
No, I heard this.
And
that's
scream,
what, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, there's one thing of like not being okay with it and getting better would be like, you know, that was fun. I learned something from it. You can do that with
like,
video
like
games.
Like, a game
cool
should
that.
Be like, oh, darn, I lost.
It's
oh,
like anytime,
frick.
Like, yeah, I get, like, for example, like Ninja. Warrior, not Ninja, the person we're talking about. This is confusing. If you fall, like, yeah, I'm upset. But even in that sport, no one's like, if someone like comes up out of the water, like, rah, 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 like just like freaking out. Like, everyone's gonna be like, yo, like.
And if you went up to the mic lady after the run and she was like, oh, what happened? She was like, you know what? I can't be okay with this loss because every time you're okay with a loss, you just lose twice, man. I like, people will be like, come on, dude. Come
on. Just dude. Like rage.
Yeah.
But.
Didn't he convert himself to like Michael Jordan and like a bunch of other and like Tom Brady or whatever? Like,
you don't see them just being okay with losing.
To be fair, you know, maybe you could consider him that of the video game thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say there's no skill, but I'm not also going to say that everything that he's.
Oh, I mean, I can't like do what he does in Fortnite, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of I like games, but I'm not a big fan of esports. I don't think that they work or that they're all that interesting.
What? You used to watch esports.
A little bit of, like, games I like, but, like, it's weird because, for whatever reason, the problem with esports is that, like, people just get tired of the game, and so they can never, like, football has been, and basketball, you know, they're decades old, but a game, you'll watch it for, like, maybe 2 years, and then you're like, I'm kind of done. For the most part, there's a couple exceptions, but nothing lasts that long, or has, at least. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know, but... Yeah, I think the general That's Movies Brother opinion is that Lindsay Stirling and Ninja should be in jail.
Don't you ever, tell me what my opinion is.
No, I'm just saying what the official, that's what you basically said, right? We kind of agreed that they should go to jail for the texting thing?
That's not what we said. It might be safer in jail.
Than out there with the
coronavirus.
What if a prisoner got coronavirus? Would they quarantine them, or would they just be like, they're all in prison anyway? You know what I mean?
I guarantee you they'd be like, they're all in prison anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they quarantine, because prisoners get free health care and they get treated and stuff like that if they get hurt or if they get sick. If a prisoner gets cancer, you're good. They'll treat it. They'll do everything that they can.
Dang, dude, maybe I should go to prison.
Do you have cancer?
No, but...
or coronavirus? You don't.
You know what, though? We could have coronavirus right now.
Wow.
We very well could.
Symptoms don't show for 6 days.
We gotta talk about this. This is a pandemic, brother.
Yep. You gotta listen to us, medical professionals. Wash your hands. That's it. That's all I know.
But there's, I think, the most recent thing that I saw, maybe... Let's see. I think there were 66 cases reported in Georgia.
Oh, wow. That many?
Yeah. Coronavirus. Georgia.
Coming on down to Georgia.
Okay. Georgia's coronavirus cases spike as more people get tested. Okay, let's see. 66. Yes, this is a day ago.
Nice.
66 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Georgia. Governor declares public health emergency.
Yep.
It looks like. But so here's the thing. There's more than 66 cases.
Yeah.
Because
all 66 of those have seen at least 10 people. So really, there's 6,600 cases. And then those people have seen 10 more people. Really, it's everybody. Everyone has it. Yeah. It's just
no,
but
that's my point. There's 66 cases. And they're saying that it I guess, is the term lies dormant?
What if this is God's second flood? He was like, I'll never flood again.
Well,
but I didn't say nothing about no disease.
I don't know if maybe it's going to get worse, but it's not doing a great job at killing people off because the percentage of death is pretty
maybe
low.
Maybe he's just slightly annoyed, so he's just like, I'm going to make it kind of shitty for them for a bit.
But 66 cases, and those people, if they're that means they're confirmed, which means they were tested, which means they had to have some concern to get tested, which means they had to show symptoms, right?
For the most part. Wow. Owe me a Coke.
So, which means that there's a lot of people out there probably that have it because the symptoms lie dormant for, they said, up to 2 weeks.
Oh, wow, that long.
Up
I thought
to
it was like
2 weeks,
5 to 6 days. Shit.
I think that's like when it can show, but they said it could be all the way up to 2 weeks.
Mm.
So that means that there are, I guarantee you, a bunch of people out there that are in that early stage and infecting other people too. So... It is be spreading, and we have, I think, as far as we know, 2 in my county. But I guess are you in Co?
Yeah, we went to the same school.
Yeah, you're right. So let's see.
Down to Georgia.
You want to do a phone interview right now?
Yeah,
of somebody who's quarantined.
Really?
My sister apparently is quarantined in California.
That's
we could call her
right.
And see what she has to say.
Wow, the first guest on the podcast. Can you make that work, actually?
I'll figure it out. Let's try it. You want to try it?
Yeah.
We're doing this.
Yeah, frig it. We don't have a topic today anyway.
Okay, here we go. Surprise.
You want to ask her what she thinks about Lindsay Stirling, too?
No. Hey, what's up? What are you doing right now?
Sitting inside my house eating cinnamon rolls.
Okay, well, just so you know, we're live recording That's Movies Brother right now.
Bum, 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 bum. I don't know why I sing.
Oh, my gosh.
You're on.
Listen, at least I have the good quarantine snacks, okay?
Everybody knows you've been eating cinnamon rolls. She can't hear me, can't she?
I eat all the good snacks before I really can't
Ooh. Okay.
What are the rules on the quarantine?
So we actually started talking about coronavirus. And I was like, you know what would be awesome is if we just called up somebody who is apparently in quarantine, which I have not had a conversation with you on the phone about this because I didn't know that you were officially
quarantined
or what the deal was. And so we were talking about it, and I was like, you know what, we're gonna interview somebody right now.
Wow. Oh no, it's not as bad as New York where you're not even allowed to go to restaurants anymore yet, but I'm sure that's coming soon.
Shoot. So what's happening then?
We're not allowed to have any gatherings of over 250 people, so everything's been canceled. Lots of people's like workplaces are being shut down, and like people can't go to work. I don't have that problem because I'm a nanny. But yeah.
So are they letting you take care of their children?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Do you have
I'm
to wear
sick.
A suit?
Well, you don't know that.
I guess.
Symptoms lie dormant for 2 weeks.
Every day. So if I had it, they would already have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Me and... Yeah.
Yeah, the grocery stores are insane. I luckily got in before they stopped letting people into the grocery store the other day. So that was good.
What did they
so
do?
So wait, the grocery stores are shut down?
Well, they're so crazy. Like, I waited an hour and a half in line to check out. And they're so crazy right now that when I walked out... They were stopping letting people in because there were too many people inside. So there was a line of people like through the whole parking lot, like waiting to get in the grocery store. So right now, almost all grocery stores have a line of like 100 people outside of them trying to get in.
Jeez.
Wow. Shit.
Well, our grocery stores are also like pretty empty.
Yeah.
And I think we're running out of groceries at my house. So,
oh
I mean, shoot, you know, we got some recently, but.
What do they do for people who aren't allowed to work? Like, that's.
They're not doing anything. I mean, Trump said there is loan forgiveness, or not loan forgiveness, sorry, no interest on people's loans, but they're not doing anything. I mean, I'm hoping, I don't think they're going to do it, but in Venice, in Italy, they said that people don't have to pay rent until. Like the virus outbreak calms down so that people won't go to work. Because, you know, if you still have to pay rent, people are going to be like, well, I have to go to work anyway. But they haven't done anything here yet for any type of like compensation.
Well, so are you working your normal hours or are you just like working less hours and just like chilling at home?
I'm actually working more, but I'm really lucky. So, like, a lot of people I know either like they're stopping being scheduled. Or unless you work in a grocery store and then they're scheduled all the time. Or like they're at work and no one's coming in except when they get their toilet paper shipment. But I'm working more because the parents that I work for can work from home, but they're still working. So I'm like watching their kids. But a lot of people are out of work. But when I'm not working, I'm at home because I'm not supposed to go anywhere. I mean, I may have gone out the other night and I wasn't supposed to, but because I'm not really scared of it. And we walked into this place and there was 8 people in there, so I was like, this is fine.
A place that there's usually not 8 people, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's usually packed and there were 8 people, so we were fine.
That's crazy.
We had serving last night was pretty awful.
No people's.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I made $23.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Sarah.
Well, I made $43, but anyways, what?
Sarah, who worked at Staples, was saying it was so dead until they got their toilet paper shipment. And she knows that I was running out of toilet paper in my house. So she's like, I'm buying you one. So she like went and got one as they were restocking.
You said Staples sells toilet paper?
Apparently. She turned around for like 2 minutes to talk to somebody. They had just unloaded the shipment. 2 minutes later, she turned back around. It was all gone.
Jeez.
Why? Well, I don't understand the toilet paper thing.
Because I think toilet paper, a lot of toilet paper manufacturers are in China. Is that true? Or was that a rumor I heard? This is what I heard. I could be completely wrong. And that
but
so they were afraid
more.
That they were going to like stop making them or make a lot less of it. So people were...
You mean the Charmin bears aren't American?
Can I tell you that if it gets to that point, I'm just going to do what I have to do, jump in the shower and have a dedicated
Honestly,
rag.
Honestly, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not worth buying, like, 50 packs of toilet paper.
I know people now who just always go take a shower after they take a shit every time. So, I don't know. I feel like I could do that life.
Before I buy 50 things of toilet paper, I don't know. But that's just me.
Yeah. No, I saw somebody was saying, they were like, I grew up where there were, like, air raids and we never sold out toilet paper.
Where did you grow up? North Korea?
Well, that's exciting. So nothing really has changed for you except for not going out unless you're working.
They're not like stopping people and saying like, hey, go home.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people can't like, so I mean, Sarah couldn't even get out of her house the other day. She lives across from a grocery store and there were so many people trying to get in their car. She couldn't leave her house, but yeah, we're not fully, New York announced today that they like all restaurants and bars, you're not supposed to go to, you're not supposed to basically go anywhere. Everything's shut down. So I'm just waiting for that to happen here.
Yeah, probably will.
I did hear that they were talking about I don't know if it was Trump or who was talking about it, but possibly shutting down big population areas, which would be like New York, LA, Atlanta.
Whoa.
And we would probably be affected because we're so close to Atlanta.
Shutting them down, like just making everything closed.
Yeah, yep. like you were saying, restaurants and all that kind of stuff.
It's which
Trump's
power.
They did that to New York.
I would be out of both of my jobs.
Yeah, that's so weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
How long could they keep that going?
That sucks. But well, yeah, me and my friends already agreed to be quarantined together, so we're going to share all
of this. Honestly, I'm already planning of what we're going to do.
Quarantine together. There's no problem you see there.
No, as long as you agree to only see a certain amount of people, those same people, as long as it goes back and forth between you guys, you're good. Like, if I get quarantined, I'm going to be at least hanging out with a couple friends. I'm going to get in my car and go somewhere. We're going to play lots of board games, lots of video games, and I'm not doing that alone. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, fair enough.
Monopoly by yourself.
I win again.
I win again. All right. Well, anyways, we just wanted to see, yeah, what was going on your end. But
yeah. I mean, the schools are shut down, but yeah,
I think schools shut down everywhere.
End up getting fully quarantined.
Not
and
mine.
Everything is shut down. I'll let you know.
Yay!
All right. Well, tell the people who you are and where they can find you. Plug yourself. Oh. Do it.
Okay, my name's Rochelle. I'm Tyler's sister. I'm a musician, and you can find me at outspoken_music_ on Instagram.
Wow.
And outspoken on all streaming platforms.
Because last time I mentioned you, which I did very briefly.
That's why I called you, and you didn't call me back. Oh. Those little jingles you're making up for different segments that I wanted to make official jingles for you, but you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah. Do one for Utah Jazz.
We can talk later.
But I said outspoken underscore music when it used to be outspoken art, and I was like, I think it got changed, which it did.
We can plug it in the description.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, cool. Well, we will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, have fun podcasting. Bye, Tyler.
Okay, bye. All right, that worked, actually.
Wow,
all right.
Actually did work pretty well. Oh, well, hope. I have to listen to it later.
Hopefully you could hear all that. But wow.
If you want to be on That's Movie's Brother phone interview, just call
just
us.
Just text us.
Except we plug a number, it's actually going to be one of us texting.
We got to. All right, so we're hiring for an assistant who can man our text messages. If you want to apply, just text us.
You have to give your personal phone number out and get texted on our behalf.
Exactly.
You won't,
we'll pay you
that many texts. Don't worry about
it. Shoutouts. Okay, so. That's crazy.
Yep.
They've shut down all restaurants and everything. For real, though, if they're doing that in New York and they're half quarantined in LA, the next biggest cities in America are Atlanta, Chicago, Miami. I'm trying to think of like the big Houston, maybe. Those are like the big cities I can think of.
Yep.
Maybe Detroit. But like Atlanta is one of the biggest ones that I can think of. So I am expecting within the next week or so for something to happen.
Mm.
Either that's like me getting scheduled almost no hours, because apparently I'm hearing that our restaurant might be scheduling less people or less hours. And
yeah,
I heard
sense.
If they do that, they're going to reward the people that have worked more hours there. And I don't, because I only work there 2 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that would make sense because some of those people, that is their only job. And I have another job, so I would understand it. It just sucks for me.
I guess we're just going to have to really wait this out until they make a vaccine, right? That's
I would assume so.
But I do think if it goes on long enough and it doesn't keep, like, if the infection rate doesn't, like, blow up exponentially, then people will just get stir crazy and they'll go out anyway. They'll just start leaving their house and being like, I want to
But if everything's closed down, there's nowhere to go. So there's no people gathering. Yeah. So the only people that are gathering are people that are hanging out with other people.
We don't have that rule yet here, though.
No.
Yeah. We can still, me and you
can get, as of right now, we might be making a podcast next week.
We can easily get 250 people here right now.
We might be making a podcast next week over the phone, dude. We can't stop the pod.
Can't stop the pod.
But last night, out of my tables that I served, I made $23.
Nice.
I was there for four
That's
and a half
big
hours.
Money right there, man.
And I have to go to work in about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So not really looking forward to it. Probably won't be there for very long.
It won't be very hard.
We have to clean a lot. It doesn't even feel like we're working. Like, we feel like we're all just standing around chilling.
Just chilling.
Which is nice. Like, it's not stressful, but it's just annoying.
But since you don't really do hourly, it sucks.
It's awful. And then Starbucks, which is the other place that I work, is talking about having was talking about shutting down all the cafes and keeping drive-thrus open.
Which doesn't feel like it's worth it.
Yeah, to me, I'm like, you either got to go all the way with this kind of stuff or not at all. So here's what I'm thinking. Maybe if they don't go all the way and they shut down some things, it just slows down the progression. Because I don't think you can stop it. Because even if you stop it for a certain amount of time, and let's say all those cases in that area stop, once you let up on the quarantine, people are going to then infect other people again. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's just all about when they can get that vaccine done.
So maybe they just want to make it slower, because I'm hearing that there's not enough doctors to go around. And somebody, like in Italy, I've heard that there's not enough doctors in hospital rooms to go around because so many people are getting sick at once. So maybe they just want to space it out.
Yeah, at least delay it until they can really figure out best ways to do it, because people are going to rush to the hospital as soon as they think they have it, which I don't think this is. Unless you're old or very young, I don't think you should rush to a hospital if you get corona. You should probably just wait it out like you would a normal flu, because they can't do anything for you and you're just going to get other people sick.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if I should officially be endorsing that behavior, because I may be very wrong. So that's just how I feel. But you know what? There's better news in the world. You know what
is
I mean?
There? We're done talking about corona already. That didn't last very long.
I mean, you got more to say? Do we know anything?
I guess there's not. I think it's weird because it again, I guess it's just because it's so contagious. It's not about how actually dangerous it is. Not that it's not dangerous. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could become more dangerous. I don't know. But it's just such a weird time that I feel like not very many people have lived through, where everything's getting so shut down across the entire world. It almost feels like I say pre-apocalyptic.
Wow.
But literally our entire life is pre-apocalyptic because we're living before
Think
the
about
apocalypse.
It. Think about
but you know
it.
What I mean? Like right before. Yeah. Or like an apocalyptic time, because like everything's shutting down. Stores are empty. It's weird, bro. And I don't know how to think about
it. What would you do in the apocalypse? In the corona apocalypse? You're running around.
We are
everyone's
in the corona
apocalypse.
What do you mean?
You're wearing a little face mask. You've got a trusty, scruffy looking dog who's missing an ear.
Yeah.
And you've got you.
So we're saying like houses are like burned down, like riots have happened.
Like,
and
most people are gone. Let's say
this is like Mad Max style.
90%
except
not
because
that's
too the
crazy.
Middle of the desert with nothing.
That's supposed to take place in Australia, I think. You've got one of those like twigs with like the checkered knapsack like made into a little crappy backpack like over your shoulder.
Where'd I find this knapsack?
I don't know. It's your lucky handkerchief carry
just
around.
It's just a plaid shirt.
Yeah.
Button up.
Yeah, it's just a button up that you made into a little sack. You've got you and your scruffy dog.
You asked me what I would do,
but you're
explaining to me what I'm doing.
I'm setting up the situation. This is what you have, right? And in the knapsack, you've got one roll of toilet paper.
No showers.
A rusty blade. And three gold doubloons.
With all these scenarios, you're not giving me, like, I need a more specific scenario because you're saying what I do.
This is pretty specific, man.
No, it's not, because you're giving me a lot of, like, specific items, but you're just saying, this. You're just here. It's like, what would I try to do?
Yeah, you're here,
this is what I would do.
Yeah.
Try to survive. I don't understand, like.
Yeah, but, like how?
You didn't say,
if you're saying,
and then a horde of corona people come at you, and these are the surrounding areas.
They're after your toilet paper.
It's like a zombie, like, horde that are running after you.
Okay, you have the last roll of toilet paper in America.
Okay.
And everyone has
and
coronavirus
everybody
except
know?
For you.
Everybody knows
yeah,
that
and
I have
everyone
last.
Knows you have it. And it's just you and your scruffy dog and your
so
weird
here's
handkerchief
the real, here's
backpack.
The real question is, are you asking me what I would do or what I would do to keep the toilet paper safe? Because I would just chuck the toilet paper. I don't care.
Just use it all really quickly.
Just eat it. I would just shove it in my mouth. I'd eat it all.
Yeah. They'd claw you alive, man. They'd tear you apart. Those people are
this
crazy.
This is turning into, like, Walking Dead. This has nothing to do with coronavirus. Maybe that's how The Walking Dead started, and we don't know.
We don't know, technically. It is a virus in the show, if I remember. I watched that show for a couple seasons. It was okay.
They filmed it, right, like 5 minutes from here.
Not even, like, walking distance from my house.
Walking distance?
Jeez, terrible. Boo.
Anyways, this is midst of weird corona-ness happening, or beginnings. So, that's a lot of our news.
Is there a little part of you that kind of hopes it does cause an apocalypse?
No.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. You just, you know, always kind of wanted to live in that world where everything sucks and everyone's gone. You want
to
do that?
Guys, we're back again, and I just got a phone call saying that I don't have to come to work. Man, this. All right. So here we are. And
you want to just keep going all day?
Yeah, we're going to make this a 24-hour podcast.
24-hour cast starting now.
It's a really good feeling, dude. When you just like
yeah,
have
I
some,
know when you can get
it's
off.
A really good feeling.
It always sucks because like
because I feel
like,
rushed to do this so I get to work.
Don't you hate when like you're sick and you got to call out, but you get that little bit of guilt about it, even though you shouldn't.
I always do. Remember, yeah. Remember like when I was sick around Christmas time and I had to call off,
right? And yeah, it was like, it sucked. But as soon as you make the call right after,
oh,
it feels
so
good,
dude.
<you're> like, ah, oh, man, that shit's great, man.
Anyways. Oh, it was great. Nate just went and then like went back from the mic. He looked like he like tried to eat and then he had this like spit dribbling down his lip, dude.
What is this episode?
Yeah. This is a podcast about movies and TV and entertainment and all that stuff. So in case you're wondering,
yeah, but this
we
is special
are
episode 10. Every 10th episode we're just gonna talk about nothing.
I'm kinda down for that.
Yeah.
Actually, we could do
that's
that.
It's a rule I just made up, but we're gonna do it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Can't talk about movies. What have you been watching lately? Are you going to have to
I've been
again?
Watching you.
Oh.
You asked me what I've been watching. You said it can't be about movies. You go, all right, this episode cannot be about movies. Yep. What you been watching? And then you stared at me so hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you made a face like, I thought you were going to have to go shit again.
So.
Yep.
What are we saying here? I forgot what we're talking about. We were talking about something.
Before you...
I think it was just about you not having toilet paper. So, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Corona, it's happening. People getting laid off work, including me. I got laid off for the day. You know, it's rough. It's rough times out here. I'm going off real bad, aren't I? Making real lot of people
you
that aren't
compare
working.
Yourself like, yeah, I get to stay home voluntarily from my 4-hour shift today, man. I'm getting laid off just like the rest of you guys. I'm there, man. I'm with you, brother.
that's Corona, brother.
That's Corona, brother. Episode final.
That's Corona, brother.
It is kind of having an impact. I saw something where it was like Corona could cost the Hollywood $20 billion.
Really? So that does slowly kind of talk into go into talking about movies because this week's episode was supposed to be about A Quiet Place 2.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not coming out. Did you know that?
Oh, wait.
It didn't come out.
I thought, no.
So
I
that's
thought
what
was...
I was going to mention to you. I was going to mention this to you, but I was assumed you knew. We were supposed to go see A Quiet Place 2. About a week ago, John Krasinski, the director, said they're postponing the release.
Until?
I don't know.
They
didn't
just
say.
Said, oh, well, actually, it was supposed to come out the 19th.
I thought that was this. I thought we were watching it this week.
Yeah, I know.
We're
I thought that at first,
week.
But I was wrong. It's supposed to be next week. But now that you're saying it's not, I can still buy tickets, though.
Wait, no, because we were supposed to. Oh, no, because we're going to do Onward and then this one, and then we realized it was wrong. Okay, yep. Well, that was the news that I was... That, okay, I'm getting confused from last week. So here's the news I was going to break to you. We can't do it next week.
No!
I was really excited for A Quiet Place 2, and...
But it's still letting me buy tickets, so that's pretty fucked.
Really? Do you not see where it says that, though? Anywhere? Did they change it? Did they re-put it out? Let me see here.
Quiet Place movie on Twitter.
I'm going to John Krasinski's Instagram because that's where he posted it. To all of our, this is his most recent post. To all of our Quiet Place fans, one thing I'm most proud of is that people have said our movie is one you have to see altogether. Well, due to the ever-changing circumstances of what's going on in the world around us, now is clearly not the right time to do that. As insanely excited as we are for all of you to see this movie, I'm going to wait to release the film till we can all see it together. So here's to our group movie date. See you soon. Quiet Place Part 2.
Yep, I just saw that on their Twitter set.
So, okay, let's put it this way, too. Mm-hmm. I know that they talk about, like, he's saying, like, we want to see it together and all this stuff. And sure, I'm not going to say that it has nothing to do with it and they want it to be a good experience, because I'm sure they do.
Right.
But also, and just not in any, like, calling anybody out kind of way, because multiple movies are doing this. It's a dumb business decision to make it, to have it go out now as well. So, it's, I mean.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, and that's not me saying, like, oh, you just want the money. Well, it's a business.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it has to. You want to keep watching movies, they got to make money.
Yeah, so, but it's crazy, because that movie, I know that, what is the one that The Rock is filming? I think it's the one that The Rock was filming in here in Union City at the same time that the Titan games were happening.
Trolls World Tour.
But they, I tried typing The Rock. I typed in The Rick.
The Rick.
That's good. We got to come up with a character called The Rick, and it's like his nemesis.
No, it's just like the anti-Rock. It's just like this little
right,
white
that's
kid.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Red Notice. Netflix production of Red Notice. Isn't that the one where like Ryan Reynolds is in it and stuff?
Red Notice.
Yeah. It's a movie with him, Ryan Reynolds, I think, right? We're looking it up, guys. Sorry, we're a little. We're
oh,
a little,
it's a Netflix movie. Yeah, okay. Oh, is that Gal Gadot? Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot?
Gal Gigget?
Gigi? Gal Gigi? A true story of. Wait, what?
Oh, they stopped the production of the next Stranger Things season as well.
So, yeah, I mean, we could find more examples, but this is affecting movies.
It's halting everything and pushing everything back. I want to watch movies. Don't do this.
Because especially gatherings of... Do movie theaters count as gatherings of over 250 people if they're since they're in separate rooms, as long as they're in one building?
Yeah,
I would assume
it
would.
It would, yeah.
It would count.
So
I'm sure that...
In LA and
stuff,
I'm
sure that LA and also New York, if they're completely shut down... oh yeah, thanks again, Rochelle, for jumping on. I don't know if I actually said thanks, so we appreciate that last minute thing.
Thanks. Thank you.
But that, if New York's completely shut down, they're telling them not to go out anywhere, and like they can't go in restaurants and all that. I'm sure movie theaters are the same. Could you imagine how much money they would lose if they released a movie now?
Imagine how much money Netflix is going to gain because they're the only, or you know, streaming services in general. Or that's where you got to go. People are still going to keep watching movies.
That is true. This is good for Netflix.
Gotta keep watch. Although they can't make any more.
And
new
like
stuff
Disney
right
Plus,
now,
I think are capitalizing on this. Disney Plus released the Rise of Skywalker early.
Oh, on Disney
early,
Plus,
like 4 or 5 days early.
Wow, that just left theaters. That's so nuts.
It's been in theaters for a long time though.
I know, but now it's you can just watch it on a streaming service. That's an insane turnaround.
Yeah, but it's Disney. I guarantee you, maybe. Disney Plus.
Kind of wish I hadn't seen it in theaters.
Disney twice. Disney Plus is probably going to do that with their movies, I would think. Like
that
the second
fast?
That their
that's
movies.
That's going to discourage the people going to the theaters when you. Like, I mean, not
Toy
the
Story,
hardcore fans.
Toy Story
but...
4 has not been out very long either. And I was like, man, I didn't get to see Toy Story 4. I don't think it's in theaters.
But
and someone was like,
Plus
yeah,
now.
Somebody was like, it's on Disney Plus. Like, already?
Well, but that came out in like August
that one did
of
have
last
a bigger
year.
Gap,
not
I
December
believe.
Of
yeah.
last year, yeah. you know? It's only
I
March.
Guess they did have a proper kind
it's
of
It's just
delay.
Like, I mean, Rise of Skywalker, you might still be able to find a theater somewhere with it in
yeah.
there. I don't know.
Like dollar theaters and stuff. But at the same time...
Those still exist.
Does that encourage more people, since this is an early streaming service, Disney Plus is an early kind of streaming service, to, if they know they're going to be out, you know,
what if they
pretty quickly...
Corona prices. All this, they
but here's what I'm saying. Do you think that they're going to do that so that way people, they encourage more people to buy Disney Plus, since it's early, not, I mean, millions of people have it already.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many people bought it. But, you know, at least in its early stages, getting movies on there as quickly as possible is just encouraging people to, oh, it's already on there. I want it. I want this. Buy Disney Plus. Maybe slow it down after that. And maybe it's just the corona that's doing this, at least for, like, because I said, Toy Story 4 had a proper couple months, I believe, before it came on. But Rise of Skywalker was a lot faster. Do you think it's just... partially, I know this is very recent, but at least why they put it on there early is because of coronavirus.
Could be. Yeah. It might be because they figure more people are going to be home. And, you know, I can't say for sure. It just seems like a weird thing. It might also be the fact that, like, Rise of Skywalker didn't do super well, and they're not foreseeing a lot of people actually buying it on.
Is it not? I know it's not doing super well
audience-wise either.
But, like, right. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm talking about in reviews. But as far as box office, I think it did pretty well.
Well, it's still Star Wars, you know. I mean, I still
that's
saw
what
it,
I'm
even
saying,
though.
Like
it. So it's people still people
so why,
still watch
they,
it, but they don't like
but
it.
But that's my point. Is as far as it being in theaters, there's nothing they can do at that point to then change how the movie is. Like, even if they were like, I wish
no,
we made
can't
a better.
Change it, but
like, I'm saying, like, they might have been like, I wish we did make a better movie. But they can't change that at that point. So why take it out of theaters if it's at least doing the other part, which is making money? Because I would like to think, I know that you need money. I know that Disney wants to make a lot of money off these, you know, products and or projects. But so I would hope that the main two things are money and then and hopefully maybe not in this. It depends on what order. But I know that money is the driving factor. Yeah. Money and then also making a good movie. Mm-hmm. So if you can't change the aspect of it's not good, well, it's out now, they're not going to be like, oh, it's not good, so let's sacrifice the money and take it out of theaters. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, first of all, it didn't do all that great box office-wise. I mean, it didn't do all that great. It crossed $1 billion. But
and I think there's under 50 movies that have ever done that.
Yes, but for a Star Wars movie that's really is like one of the newer ones, that's not that great. And for Disney,
I don't know.
Too.
I'd have to compare them to the other one other Disney movies, and I'd have to compare them to other Star Wars movies.
Yeah. I just think it was
I think
pretty much
crossing
done.
A billion, though.
But I'm saying it was already done, and I don't know if they didn't have faith
no,
in
I know
it
it's
doing
done,
well.
But you were saying maybe it's because it wasn't doing well. And I said, well.
Well, no, but there's a difference between how well it did at the box office and how well it will do selling copies, like, you know, DVD or, you know, actual owning. Because that's usually what they do. They hold out some streaming service for, like, to keep it for rent.
Oh, you're holding it off not for to stay in, or...
Not to stay in theaters, but to keep it for rent so that you have to pay $5.99 to watch it at home or to buy the whole DVD for $20.
Right.
Blu-ray or whatever. Or
keep it off streaming services, people can actually buy
it. Yeah, because that's what most movies, even movies that don't come near $1 billion, usually keep it off for, you know, like 6-8 months.
So what you're saying is, so the reviews matter, which I agree with this, the reviews matter for then people going to buy it, because if they don't really like it, they're not going to buy it.
Well,
so that's what you mean
by a lot of people
money, it's
not like
well.
It, and audience go, they don't like it, and everybody talk about how much they don't like it.
Yeah.
Chances are it's probably not going to do very well for people
actually
buying the DVD.
Well, that's making sense now,
because
you're saying if it's not doing well, you know, then it won't do financially as well.
But it's super easy for people to make the decision of well, I mean, it's on Disney Plus, and I'll probably
right.
get that
yeah,
anyway
yeah.
and watch the other stuff. So,
yeah.
Why not?
So, it not doing well, you're just saying it might not do financially well as far as people buying it, so there's no
yeah.
hurt.
And so they're just like, well,
yeah,
we'll just use
that
as a bump for Disney Plus instead.
That makes sense.
Instead of, plus, it's kind of one of those little tricks you can do to, you know, because if for your, like, stockholders and your investors and stuff like that, they see a movie underperform in that space, like on rent and selling for DVD copies, then they might start asking questions about like leadership decisions and like how things are going in the company, yeah. opposed to just going and saying like, oh, we just put it for Disney Plus and it made Disney Plus go up, so you turned your negative into a positive.
Right.
Even though overall it might be a negative because you didn't have all that rental and DVD money, but I don't know. It's a weird thing. Yeah.
So yeah, coronavirus is affecting things. I mean, that's pretty much it. I was going to talk more about how
your
it's
big insight. Coronavirus.
I'm recapping
things.
The last 10 minutes of what we talked about. I'm talking like movie wise because we're talking about all the other stuff that it's affecting. But yeah, everything's kind of being put on hold, which is kind of crazy. But
it is weird. It's a weird. What a weird time.
I was excited to see Quiet Place 2. Yep. And,
I hope it doesn't hurt the other stuff, because I'm excited
to see it.
I mean, Bloodshot with Vin Diesel still came out.
But that came out...
yes, or this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Friday 13th. What?
Because they didn't have high hopes for it.
Probably not. Every Vin Diesel movie he does that's not Fast and Furious does not do well. Like, did you ever see, like, the last Witch Hunter?
No, I didn't see it.
No. It's pretty...
I kind of
like Vin Diesel, like, shitty Vin Diesel movies, you know?
Well, and I'm not even saying that, like... I just feel like, yeah, those like, movies haven't done very well. And that's not even to say, like, I don't like Vin Diesel or, like, anything like that. It's just... I wonder if I because I've never really seen any of these other movies. I wonder if I
like
them.
The Riddick series was big. You might like those if you ever.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I would like any of these movies that like.
Well, The Last Witch Hunter was based off of Vin Diesel's
D&D
character.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. No, I think he started playing D&D after that to kind of get into the role.
He had played it before. And
that's
he was
dope.
Like,
I'm so down for that.
Yeah.
That's
kind of
cool,
right? Vin Diesel. He's kind of a weird guy in real
life.
That's
awesome.
I saw a bunch of things where he used
you know?
To like, no, I don't know.
Does he have a text
obviously.
Number? Can we text him?
Yeah, hold on. He may have a text number. There's probably like a VinDiesel.com, right? But he used to do a bunch of these like streams, like Instagram live streams, and he would just be weird, like just do weird stuff. And like, it's hard for me to remember specifics, but
it's kind of awesome if you can just be like, yeah, whatever, you know, you're big enough to where you can do whatever kind of you want.
Yeah. Oh, well, there was also this interview where he was like,
I mean,
super
being
hitting
respectful.
On this, like,
I'm not being respectful. Like, I'm not trying to, guys, I'm trying to say like, not just, don't just do whatever you want. If you're big,
you're a big thing. Oh, that's kind of cool. He just does whatever he wants. Didn't care.
Yeah. That's not what I mean.
No, but there was this weird interview that he did.
Yeah,
I can't remember for
I
what.
I remember seeing
remember
that,
seeing
which
that?
Made me really
he's
kind
like,
of be
God,
like,
you're beautiful. And he like, I think he asked if he
really
could kiss her and stuff
that
like that.
That made me really uncomfortable. Yikes. I don't think he said that.
I think
he did. I think I watched
it. I'm going
it.
Out on a limb here, dude.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
I think
maybe
he said
you shouldn't.
Let's cancel Vin Diesel.
That
maybe?
Did make me very, yeah.
Made me icky.
So, you getting a call from your job?
It's Jonah. We're going to have a second guest
please
interview.
Please do it. Do it. This is going crazy. This is off the rails.
Oh, Jonah, you're on the podcast. All right. Hello? I can't. He's not saying
Jonah.
Any words.
Jonah? Butt dialed, dude.
Dude, did
hang
I?
Hang up on him, dude.
All right, Jonah. That was great to hear from you, but we got to go. We got to move on.
Plug
all right,
him.
We got two more.
All right, follow Jonah,
follow Jonah on
Instagram with
Jonah
with,
Hart Hefka, maybe?
It's
I guess.
His tag is at That's Movies Brother.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So go follow him.
Yeah, That's Movies Brother on Instagram. Go follow Jonah there. Okay, bye, Jonah. Thanks for...
That's a big
yikes.
Now he's here.
I'm at the grandparents, so yeah.
Oh, the service is real bad.
The service is pretty spotty, yeah.
But did you hear that you're on the podcast, so don't say bad words?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You can say bad words, but not the Jonah words.
got it.
How is coronavirus affecting you, Jonah?
Jonah, are you quarantined right now at the grandparents' house?
Well, I'm pretty non-social to begin with, so
did you get any of that?
No.
All right, Jonah, it's great talking
it's
to you, but we can't understand a word you're saying, so we're going to talk to you later. All right.
I should be...
Why did you whisper that?
I'm thinking, dude.
Yikes. But, Vin Diesel. I don't think Vin Diesel has a website. VinDiesel.com.
We can't have Dasani sponsoring us right now. We don't have that kind of money.
Dasani.
Dasani.
Dasani. Coke, if you're out there and you want to sponsor us with your water, maybe hit us up.
What kind of water?
Oh, my God. Someone owns the VinDiesel.com URL, and they're, like, trying to sell it. It's hilarious.
To Vin Diesel?
Look, it's nothing. It's just a
that's
blank
great.
URL. I guess you can't text Vin Diesel. Sad.
All right, can you scoot over a little
good.
Bit?
No, what did we...
Come on, I'm the social media guy. No one's understanding what we're talking about.
Ready for this? What are we talking about? Go watch Vin Diesel movies.
This is... I hate this poll, dude.
Poll time.
All right.
What's up?
We're live.
Gamers!
All right, so... Yeah, so Corona.
We're just going to keep talking about Corona.
Well, we've been an hour strong into it, so.
I might as well finish up Corona stuff. I really hope that, it doesn't, like, hurt. Like, do you think Black Window?
Black that new movie Black Window?
I mean, you do see it.
You see what?
I don't know. Like a window.
Move on.
You think it'll get pushed back? That's May 1st.
May?
I know. That's
dude,
so far.
It
that'd
can't
be crazy.
Be. What's today? March
15th? Yes.
March 15th. Mm-hmm. So I did hear somebody say that somebody that I work with had an event in Ohio.
Yep.
That was April like 26th or something like that. Mm-hmm. and it's already canceled.
What?
But they're already done. So there's a lot of movies out there that are filming, or we're in the process of filming right now, that got shut down due to coronavirus. So they're in a weird position where Black Widow's done filming, so I would hope that it would come out in time, but like we said, Red Notice.
Yep. Well, those are still things being, they're canceling the production.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Being filmed. So,
but A Quiet Place is getting pushed
but
back.
But A Quiet Place is getting pushed back because of the release date. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's not in production and it's not going to be released in the next month, I would hope that it's in a good position to not be canceled or pushed back. But I don't know. I do not know.
Probably. It'll probably be all right.
Are there other movies coming out this month that we know of that are being pushed back or canceled because of coronavirus?
There's not really much else coming out this month that hasn't already come out. Like, the three movies I see here are The Climb and The Truth.
You said that Stranger Things is also...
Yeah, but that's his production. That's another production.
Holding on production.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if they were supposed to make a fourth season. But I guess they are. I don't know. What are you excited about that's coming out this year, man?
See, and now what we're talking about, what we're excited about for the rest of the year.
Unless you want to talk about how you would survive the corona apocalypse. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Okay, last corona question. If you were going to make a movie about the coronavirus, and it can be loosely based.
This would be a very boring movie.
Well, you gave me a scenario of being in the corona apocalypse.
All right.
Where I had one roll of toilet paper on my back.
Yep.
On my back. and I had
like a cape.
A puppy. I don't know. It was a weird scenario.
Scruffy dog.
So, is that your answer? Is that your movie?
Yeah, this is a pretty good movie. It had to be about toilet paper. Yeah, for sure.
Brief me down on it one more time.
Brief me down.
Brief me down, brother.
All right, let me brief you down on this. All right, it's Tyler Gillette. It's like the I Am Legend poster, except it's you, a scruffier dog than what he has. Like, it's a shittier version of the dog.
Okay.
And then it's you have like a toilet paper like over one shoulder, and like the roll is kind of like going down your back, kind of a thing.
Okay.
And it's like one man, one roll. Corona. That's the tagline.
The real question is, for this movie, can we get a really hardcore sponsor from Corona?
The beer.
It's like constantly holding it and drinking it and using it.
Okay, so because Corona has actually lost a lot of money because of the virus we've talked about before, not on here, but in general. This movie is made by Corona Beer. To help fight against the idea that Corona beer is somewhat related to coronavirus.
Okay,
so
yes.
You are alive because...
But coronavirus is like an antidote. Like,
yes,
you can fight people with Corona. Like, you pour it on them and it cures them.
No, you're the last guy
You make, like, spray guns, right, like hoses of, like...
Hold on.
It's like a flamethrower.
Hold on.
But it just missed out, like, very powerfully Corona beer. And so, like, it's like a zombie movie that they're all swarming at you, but it's like a giant, almost like a fire hydrant, kind of like fire hose, just whoosh, of Corona, and it's curing these people.
You're killing my movie right now.
I made
the last survivor because you're brave enough to drink Corona beer. That's
a lot more boring. It's a lot more boring.
It's that's better. Then like a fucking super soakers full of Corona beer, and you're spraying people, and then they're like, "Ooh, I'm better.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy toilet paper anymore."
We fell.
You're on freehand cam, shaky cam. But that's my movie.
Now you heard mine.
What? No, we have the same movie, except you use Super
Okay, so
soakers.
I have to have a setup, a different setup,
yes,
that's
because
that's how mine is.
I invented the setup of Corona beer being against coronavirus.
Are your infected people like zombies, kind of, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like they all have to be at this point,
yeah,
right?
They're all after your toilet paper, but you drink the Corona
beer.
Okay,
no. I'm going to go on a different limb here, okay? Mm-hmm. So for mine, instead of them being like zombies, they're going to be sick people, but we're going to boost it to where, like...
They're just really annoying.
They'll be sick people, but like they're going to be quarantined in their houses, but the quarantine's going to be a lot more serious. I'm saying that now, but like in a couple of months from now, someone's listening to this and the quarantine
if coronavirus kills half of all people, sorry?
If the coronavirus, if the quarantine for this gets very, very intense, and I just am talking about it like it's not going to be.
We're going to have a big apology podcast.
So the quarantine gets really, really intense, right?
Yeah.
And Bro, you got to turn. Look, you see how you're just covering your face?
I don't because it's covered.
You got to rotate it like mine. All right, forget it.
The vodka.
So the coronavirus is... Or, I'm sorry, the quarantine's pretty intense. So everybody's in their houses, right?
Yep.
And so they just kind of can't do anything. They're kind of like, you know, they're sick and all that. And like everything's kind of shut down. It's kind of apocalyptic, but not super apocalyptic. Like there's still a government and they're still in control. It's almost like Hunger Games style. As in like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. How the government's very like in control.
Everyone's like, you can't move districts and everyone's in like...
Yeah,
okay.
So like,
I thought
so
you meant
in control,
like they're
going to
make all the people fight.
But the idea is you can't leave your house. Mm-hmm. At this point, some of the houses are maybe connected through tunnels and stuff. So like it's a little futuristic, but like it's kind of still run down.
Right.
So like you can kind of... communicate and hang out with some people in your community, but the communities are very small. They're like maybe tops 50 people.
Wow.
Just to keep people, you know, still talking to people, but you can't go outside. Like outside, you can't, like everything is indoors. Mm-hmm. And they might even set up little stores inside the little 50 people communities, like little pods. All right. But I got this movie down. So you can't go outside. But yep. There is one hero that has a cure.
Uh-oh.
And it's Corona beer.
Okay.
But I'm still keeping the super soaker kind of thing, okay?
Gotcha.
So he kind of welds together. He makes this giant super
he
soaker
finds
gun.
He finds a giant warehouse of just undrank Corona beer because no one will drink it because they're scared.
Sure. You can add that to it.
That's how he gets all of his supply.
Sure. He has to go on kind of rogue missions to get outside to get them. Yeah. But he makes his own kind of like Corona, beer, like super soaker that blasts like... pretty far. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like a fire.
But he's got to get people to open.
A fire extinguisher.
That doesn't shoot very far.
What am I? Flamethrower. Okay.
Yeah.
He gets it. He knows he has to go on this mission to cure these people. Okay.
Everybody? That's his mission? Everyone?
Yeah. But the government doesn't believe him.
Wow.
When he tries to reach out to people, say, I have a cure, all this stuff. Corona beer is banned. And he's trying to say that it cures people. So he takes matters into his own hands, makes that super soaker kind of gun thing. And he has to go outside. And outside's very dangerous. Like, there's, like, the government and military that are keeping everything under watch and under control to where they're watching the outdoors, making sure nobody goes outside. He goes outside. He can make a cool suit or whatever, maybe, like, mask identity. This is more tactical.
Why would he mask his identity?
This is more tactical kind of style.
Okay.
So, like I'm imagining, like, a... just kind of thrown together, kind of like hockey gear,
just,
almost kind of
like
all black,
like all pockets just filled with Coronas.
So
on ice,
and basically,
keep it cool.
It's a rogue kind of mission where this guy's like, you know, parkouring over like buildings and
with
stuff,
his
and
plastic super soaker set up.
Yeah, he's parkouring over buildings and like climbing buildings and going to these different communities, and he has these like grenade like kind
of
things where he chucks them
water
into the windows
full
like,
of corona?
Yeah, so you know, he's like just he's like balloons. No, he's got to have something to break open the windows of these communities,
the empty Corona bottle.
So he's on top of these buildings and he's throwing things into them and then spraying his guns in there, throwing Corona bombs, and he has to dip out and go to the next one because obviously the government, the military is gonna then quickly swarm and try to find him, and he's on the run trying to cure as many as he can. That's my movie.
I like the idea that they have to have their mouths open. So that they're like, ah.
That's it, dude. I think my movie is better than you guys. Let us know whose movie is better.
You
guys let us know.
I like the idea that he's just, my guy's just looking out for himself. He doesn't want to cure everybody. He's just like, I'm fine. Stay away from me, you sick people. we'll call them quarantinis.
All right. 2020.
Yikes.
We're done with this Corona talk. We turned it around. We made it about movies.
Assuming that Corona doesn't kill all people everywhere.
Assuming all the movies won't be postponed to 2021. I'm gonna start with an obvious one. One I am looking forward to is Black Widow because
it's a superhero.
I am very interested in I do like Marvel movies. I'm kind of worried about where they're going, but this is a very different take. It's almost like a spy thriller kind of thing.
So like Winter Soldier.
Or like but I really like that. And I'm cool with them taking, like, just because it's the same tone doesn't mean it has to be the same movie.
Nah,
and it's the only movie that has that tone, and I really like that tone. So that, and it's, almost like Mission Impossible kind of style, it seems. So we'll see how it goes. The new trailer came out for it showing the Taskmaster and him doing a bunch of different moves from like other superheroes. Like he did the Wakanda thing with like the...
Oh, that is kind of cool.
Did you see that?
No, I'm not watching trailers anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I just want
to
go into the...
This is news to me.
I usually try not to if I can if I can help
it. I'm going to talk about him, and we kind of have to talk about him, so okay. I feel like you might have
I just don't want to have already seen the scenes. It's just cooler. Like, you can talk about it, but, like,
just letting you know that a lot of, you know, our movie news is going to come from trailers. People are going to want to know what we think about movies due to trailers.
I wasn't thinking of it like that, but I guess you're right. I guess I have to watch trailers.
He does, like, the Wakanda thing with the, like, claws. He has a shield and throws it like Captain America, so they show, like, little things that he's kind of like... He or she, I don't know who Taskmaster is going to be in this movie.
They haven't, but does it look like a guy or?
You can't tell. He's in like a full body suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like a tactical like helmet kind of thing. And
but is he like a dude in a full body suit or like a chick in a full body suit? I'm just saying, like if you saw Chris Evans in a full body suit, you'd be like, oh, it's like a muscular man.
No, it's very tactical style. Like you can't tell.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Are we going to watch this trailer?
No, we shouldn't do that. I just wanted to take a look.
Take a pickle. I just want to take a pickle. Taskmaster Black Widow.
Please hold while we Google.
There you go. Look. That's the photo of them doing the... why isn't it letting me click? So you have the Wakanda, you have the Hawkeye.
Let me see.
That kind of stuff. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if it's somebody else in their family. If we watch that movie and they had their family gathering around the table and we're talking about like their family members and then like how they lost one of them years ago, that's who Taskmaster is going to be. Calling it right now. If that happens, if they talk about a lost family member, whether they die or ran away or about a family member that's not there, but all the other family is together, I'm calling it. That's who Taskmaster
is
going to be.
Okay, so this is definitely, he's wearing like a suit armor that you'd expect a guy to wear, but I'm calling it right now.
It's almost like Crossbones.
He's gonna take off his mask, right? And it's gonna be like a woman, and it's gonna be like, whoa, what? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. I think it might be too. I think it might be one of her sisters. That's what we were saying. Apparently people were saying that it might be one of the Black Widows, because apparently a Black Widow. There's multiple Black Widows. It's more of like a.
It's more of a title that can be passed
around.
Yeah,
I believe so. I mean, I could be
wrong.
That
makes sense.
But, regardless of who it is, I think Taskmaster looks pretty cool. But yeah, so you have the picture of doing the Wakanda kind of like the claws, and you have like them doing like shooting a bow and arrow like Hawkeye and all this kind of stuff. Anyways, I'm excited for that movie just to see where it goes. And
yeah,
I hope it's gonna be
like the shot in that first trailer where they're all falling out of the plane.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was kind of neat.
But we can move on because I know we'll talk more about Marvel in the future. I don't want to just talk about that the whole time.
Yep.
What are you excited to see?
Well, I am excited to see that A24 movie, The Green Knight, which trailer I showed you for
a little
while
ago.
It looks, man, just so much like, I love movies where you just see shots and you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and and I'm excited because A24 does do some experimental kind of weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't a fan of like The Lighthouse, but they've done some stuff that like...
But The Lighthouse was weird and different. Can't say it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was. But this is very, like, I like medieval-style setting stuff.
Yeah, and it's, like, kind of a medieval, but, like, kind of maybe trying to be scary, too. So that's kind of a weird mix. You don't
I hope
normally
it's not trying
get...
too hard to be scary. I hope it,
well,
it,
I don't
I hope
think
it just puts it's... itself in reality of, like, this is scary because you're going to go fight a dragon.
Yeah.
Which, makes it scary.
Like, yeah, but the way it's shown seems like you're actually scared of it, opposed to like your classic kind of medieval Lord of the Rings style where
just
looks epic, but not you're not actually
I'm cool
afraid.
With that.
Yeah, that would be dope. Because there are some weird... go watch that trailer. It's called The Green Knight, if you haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
But also... what's it? There was another thing I saw. Scoob.
Scoob. How he meets. No, how they meet each other.
But just, I guess it's just kid... the what are they called? The Scooby Gang? What is it called?
The Mystery Gang?
Yeah,
no,
that's
the Mystery
Scooby
Machine.
Is it just called the Gang? What are they called?
Are we dumb?
I know, I feel dumb. It's the show's just called Scooby Doo, right? Is there a full title? I watched Scooby Doo as a kid. I cannot remember this at all.
Oh my goodness!
What the?
I feel like either there isn't anything or we're really dumb.
It's got to be, they call it...
It's not the Mystery Gang, right? What?
Mystery Incorporated is what this says on the Scooby-Doo Wikipedia. But, yeah, I don't think they...
Okay,
I guess they don't have a name. I guess they're just chilling. Whatever. Those boys, when they're kids. That's that movie. I remember seeing the trailer when we went and saw Sonic.
So that's the movie you're excited to watch?
Yeah, dude, super excited.
okay, I'll go. Mm-hmm. Since you said the Green Knight.
Yep.
I'm excited to see Mulan.
That got pushed back too, didn't it? I think it did.
Did it?
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
Regardless, Mulan is a bit of a hot topic because I'm not excited about it.
No.
I'll tell you that. Because, one, I don't care about the original Mulan. Sorry. I never really... you know me. I didn't watch any really of the Disney original stuff. I don't have any history
of
that.
Mulan has been actually, like... It's a classic story from a long time ago.
Oh, like a
folk tale. Disney's
not
the first person to
cool.
do it. I didn't even know that, to be honest. I didn't know that for a while.
I did not. That makes... That kind of changes it because now it's not so much of a... Because this
right.
one's not going to have like Mushu, the dragon.
I think it got rid of some of the songs.
And it's not going to have any of the songs. Yeah.
They might have some of the background, like the music of the songs during some of the scenes, like training scenes, fighting scenes.
Yeah, that
which
that's sense.
A cool way to kind of incorporate it. And I was actually really upset that they weren't going to have any of the songs mm-hmm. because I'm like, how are you going to do Mulan without that? But since it's another thing, and like I've said in previous episodes, if you're going to do a remake that's live action remake, especially of these Disney ones, the biggest thing that I had an issue with of Lion King was that they didn't add anything new. It was a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah.
So I guess this is kind of a way of... They're kind of doing exactly what I was saying, which is they're doing something different new. So I feel like I can't be too upset about it. So I'm excited to see how it
yeah.
turns out. It
Especially,
could be a really cool, epic, like, Chinese... It is Chinese, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's like the Mongols that they're
yeah,
fighting against.
Like, war kind of movie. Like, it could
yeah.
be really good.
I mean, I'll probably end up seeing it. At least on Disney Plus, or we'll probably
it'll probably be big.
It.
Like, yeah, we'll probably end up reviewing it.
So, I mean,
I'm hoping
yeah,
it'll surprise
that actually does kind of change my perspective now that you told me it's an older story, because then it makes it a little less egregious that they would take out a lot of, like, I guess the parts that people normally say are the best parts of
yeah.
the animated movie.
This article says, like, it says, another classic Disney animated film gets a live action treatment, except this year's Mulan seeks to blend the original Chinese folktale with the animated movie. So, like they said, crucial changes, no Mushu, no singing.
Right.
There's new character additions. So, it won't be, and it specifically says it won't be a frame-by-frame adaptation of the original. So, I've gotten more excited over it as it goes on to see kind of what they're going to do to it. But, anyways, that's one for me.
It's cool. Be cool. Wonder Woman's also coming out in June, 1984.
Yeah.
Which we've talked a little bit about the past. I'm a little bit weird about that movie because they have to do a pretty convincing job to talk about how Chris Pine comes back for me to be. Into that.
Yeah.
And then obviously the lasso on lightning thing.
I really liked the first Wonder Woman.
I do too, really, although the ending is kind of eh for me.
Yeah,
I have
to rewatch it.
The whole, like, the English guy was Ares the whole time doesn't really make a lot of sense for me, but it's kind of, and the fight's a little eh. But the majority of that movie is I did enjoy a lot.
And it just kind of, the way that I've seen the new trailers, not that it doesn't look good, but there's just, like, they brought the guy back. They brought Chris Pine's character
immediately,
back.
Like, they didn't even wait a couple movies or something. Like, it's just like, he immediately died at the very end of the last one, and then he's back in, like, for at least the majority of this movie. So it's like there were no real consequences for his sacrifice. The sacrifice didn't mean anything, really.
Are we upset that they're showing that in the trailer? Because maybe they're doing that thing where it's like we watch movies and they bring people back and we're like,
it's a switcheroo.
This makes no sense. Why are you bringing these people back?
And it's
acting
not
like
him?
It's just no, I'm saying no, what oh. I'm saying is when they bring people back in movies and mm-hmm. they want it to be a surprise, and then when they do it, it might be a surprise, but it just doesn't make sense. This way, they're like, we don't want this to be the biggest part of the movie. We don't want it to even necessarily be a surprise, because we know so many movies that do that. Example, Rise of Skywalker. They bring back Palpatine, and like maybe we're supposed to be like surprised by it. First of all,
Whoa.
They do it in a very bad way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like it doesn't make sense when it's supposed to be a surprise. So maybe they're just like, we don't care. That's not what this movie's about. I'm going to show you right away.
Ooh, I do not like that line of reasoning.
I don't either. I'm just trying to.
What I was hoping you were going to say, which I might actually kind of like, is if like 1984, right? So I'm guessing that this movie, because you haven't really seen much of like what the antagonist in this movie, but it's going to have some kind of like Cold War tie-ins, just like the first one had like World War One or two
yeah.
tie-ins. I'm guessing this one's going to have like Cold War stuff.
Cold War stuff.
So like maybe Russia knows that the U.S. has Wonder Woman on their side. So the Russia builds a Chris
the
Pine... The USSR builds a Chris Pine clone to infiltrate and take... Basically, like, get into her head and, like, take her down from the inside. And so he's not really the real Chris Pine. But she's just so, like, excited that he might be back that she just accepts it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of those things. That could be kind of cool. Interesting. A little different.
Yeah.
They turns evil and he tries to kill her and then she has to kill him.
Be so crazy, bro.
I'd be like a Winter Soldier kind of situation a little bit.
Wait. Wait.
Actually, that would just be Winter Soldier.
Wait. Now I'm thinking, okay, wait. This movie takes place, unless she time travels, it takes place after the first Wonder Woman, but before present day. It's still, because what's the title? 1980, what is it?
1984, yeah.
And the Batman vs. Superman and
took
the Justice
place in,
League.
Like 2015, when they came out.
Do you remember? I don't remember if it was Batman vs. Superman or Justice League. When
she,
looks at a picture
of him
and gets sad.
Still...
So he's either going to die again, or it's not really him. I didn't even think of that.
Or they're just retconning it. I wouldn't be surprised if they just said, oh, fuck it.
That would be the most... Because they already have such a shattered universe.
And they're already kind of distancing themselves from Batman v Superman and Justice League, so they might
just
say, fuck it.
You can't do that.
I know, you shouldn't.
I know that you can introduce new movies now that aren't connected, but like that's a big retcon.
Yeah, that is.
Maybe not as big as a main character, like a superhero having an issue like that, but it's the love interest of a superhero.
Like in two movies, they're going to be like, yeah, Superman was just a myth.
So something has to happen to him because she looked at that photo and was like...
If they actually tied that together, then I'd be like, good job. Good job, DC.
It's
kind of interesting.
I think
he'll
be left alive?
So. I think he'll
just be
him.
Well, I mean, if it's a bad version of him, then
I think, well, if
really
they
him.
Did that, yeah, that'd be cool. Or it could be cool. I'm not guaranteed. But I'm pretty sure they're just going to have it be the Chris Pine, just some magical, dumb reason. Like, she's going to, like, bring
dies
his
again at
skeleton
the end.
Or something like that to, like, a Wonder Woman shrine, like... dust magic god shit on him and he'll be
so
alive.
like Justice League where they brought Superman's
yeah,
body and
exactly that
gonna resurrect him the same way but
pretty much
it's
with a mother box.
I hope after all of that he dies again. This is like the other movie, like we're supposed to be upset about
maybe
it.
Maybe she just had like the better picture from World War One because he was wearing like dumb 80s clothes in this one, so
she just got sad that she's not with World War One version of him. She just goes, this new Chris Pine is just...
Yeah, he's wearing a puffy jacket, neon pink. I hate this guy.
Because really right after the camera shut off, after her looking at that picture, he walks in behind her, and she's just like, you're not who you used to be.
Yeah, it's like old Chris Pine walks in after she's looking at the...
at the young photo of him. Because another movie that did that, Fast and Furious 9, shows us a character that came back at the end of the trailer.
Two, right?
Yes, but they don't mention... That guy didn't die, though.
He should have.
The guy from Tokyo Drift
did
not die.
Yeah.
That's another movie, Fast Furious 9, that is coming out that I want to see.
And it's getting delayed as well.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. Okay.
Vin Diesel came out and he said, you know, listen, it's about family. I want you and your family to come see my family's movie, but when your family is, like, safe to be... a family.
It is
in other words,
family
we're proposing. Family.
We're proposing. We're proposing.
And then after that, we've got Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick.
You know what?
Top Gun.
I've never seen the original Top Gun.
You gotta watch them.
Yeah. So I don't have much to say, but if you want to say something about that, you can.
I hope they have another all-man sweaty beach volleyball scene. Like the first
one. Now I'm interested. Soul.
Oh, that's the new Pixar thing.
Yeah, and I think that was going to be the first year that Pixar has two movies coming out in 1 year.
Uh-oh.
It's interesting.
They're still going to start pumping them out, dude.
It's interesting because... in that trailer, the guy like falls down a manhole and then and it's his little soul. So like, does he die?
I'm pretty sure he dies.
Because
yeah.
They were like, he's like, is this heaven? And they said, no, this is where souls, like you get your soul before you live. So is it going to turn out to be like a weird dream?
He's in the womb?
Isn't it like souls are created there? I don't know. It looks interesting. It looks original.
It's going to be another very, like, musical Pixar movie.
The first thing that I thought of was Inside Out, though. You had these little, like...
Yeah, they definitely had that same,
but after
like,
I watched,
animation style.
Yeah, after the trailer kind of kept going, and I saw the trailer a couple times, it does kind of have its own little thing. They're, like, little ghosty
little
soul
ghosty
boys. That'll be interesting. I'm going to see it because it's Pixar.
Yeah.
I still need to see...
You haven't seen Coco, have you? Yeah.
Did you like Coco?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah. That was before movies were brother of that. And so I wasn't watching any old thing. Top Gun.
Oh, you still want
to
talk about that?
No, I don't really have much to say. I need to go back and watch Top Gun, the original, again, because it's been a long time. But Paul Rudd's making a new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, there's a trailer for that.
Yeah, it's been out for a while, the Ghostbusters Afterlife. I don't think I care about Ghostbusters.
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
I saw the first one. And I never saw the 20. I know there have been others, but then I didn't see 2016.
I will say the vibe for this new one looks kind of cool.
It's definitely
it starts
different.
Out looking like kind of scary in the trailer, but then mm-hmm. you realize it's Ghostbusters and they bust out the old Ghostbuster
van.
Yeah. And like, there's like a little bit of nostalgia from someone who hasn't seen it. And it's kind of interesting looking. The vibe. I know we're moving quick here, but some of these movies that we don't care
Free
too much
guy.
About, that's literally what I was going to talk about next. I'm interested in this, and you're not.
It has a cool concept, but when I watch the trailer, the second half of the trailer where like most of the movie is, just seems like it's another action movie. Like,
for those of you that don't know, Free Guy is Ryan Reynolds plays an NPC.
In a video game. But like a GTA-style video game, so he like gets killed and shot all the time.
Do we have to explain to these people what an NPC is?
It's just like...
A non-player character.
Yeah, it's like a part of the computer. It's just some little...
It's a computer.
Right.
Character.
It's like... It very much feels like the beginning of the Lego movie. Remember when... he just kind of goes about his life, and it's like the exact same thing every day, and it's very generic.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's pretty much the same concept, except they... go a different route. Well, is it? Is it actually just the Lego movie?
Because this guy realizes,
he's more than just his little NPC self, and then he gets part of a greater world-ending conflict, and he becomes a hero. Free Guy is just Ryan Reynolds' Lego movie.
That video games can or will get to the point where their AI gets so smart that they can turn against a game and start doing their own stuff. Could you imagine playing, like...
Minecraft. Pig is like, I'm more than this.
Gets up on two legs, like beats you up, grabs your stuff, and hunts you down every time you respawn. That would be great.
That would be great.
Start a new world every time that happens. I like the idea. It looks cool. I think the biggest thing is like, it looks like an actual video game, and they do like just... It's silly when he's walking on the street and like robberies are happening and stuff and like things are happening right in front of him. Yeah. And he just like continues to like go about his day. So
I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. I just
I'm hoping it'll add some decent
part of the trailer.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll add some decent humor and like actually you know be funny and interesting. I think it's a fun little thing, unique thing. Until you said it was the Lego movie, and I'm like, is it unique?
Yeah, it's not. I'm thinking it's basically just the Minion movie. Or, fuck. Actually, well, I said Minions because I'm looking at Minions Rise of Gru. Who cares? Illumination, man.
Some of that at the beginning was kind of cute, though, in the trailer.
They
you know, like
really
they're,
sucking
but they're
the
milk,
life out of this.
They're milk.
I made a fist. Okay. All right. But you know what I mean? Like, how many Despicable Me based movies have they made?
They're selling. Dude, these kids, like young kids, though, it sells.
Young kids and Facebook moms, man. They love themselves.
Every time I realize, though, that it's like Steve Carell. That's the funniest part to me is that like I can imagine him just doing silly voices and that's him.
Yeah, but it always goes back to Pixar. They can make, for the most part, except for obviously they made four Toy Story movies and maybe a fifth and obviously three Cars movies. But other than that, pretty much all original IPs, you know, just independent movies doing their own thing. And Illumination just keeps making fucking Despicable Me shit. This is like at least their fifth. I think there were three Despicable Me, a Minions movie, and now this one.
If you're swimming in that kind of money, though, would you stop?
Well, it's not about me. Yeah, I'd probably stop. I'd just get lazy. I was like, I have a couple $100 million. Okay, I'm not doing anything for the rest of my life.
Granted, I was younger. I don't know when it came out, but the first Despicable Me?
I think it was good. I do think the
first
Despicable
Me. You think it should have stayed
its own
thing?
Yeah, but then they made a second, a third, a Minion spinoff,
I didn't watch the Minion movie, but I did hear that like it's a cute concept like with the little Minion stuff, but after a while, it's just kind of like
their humor is
annoying.
Very lazy. I mean, it's fart jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's a little lowbrow, okay?
Another movie coming.
Purge 5.
I don't care.
I don't either. I never got into the Purge movies. I don't know why.
All right, Jungle Cruise.
Okay, I saw that name. I don't know what that is.
You know, I think it's based on a ride.
like a
Jungle Cruise.
Like a Universal ride or something?
I could be wrong, though. But it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt.
He's got to stop doing stuff.
Oh, I saw the trailer for this a while back.
Okay, ready? The Rock, yep, he joins Emily Blunt in a quest to find a rare flower in the depths of the Amazon based on Disney's theme park attraction of the same name, Jungle Cruise.
Shit.
Yeah. It looks... it looks
we'll
like something
it,
I might
and
watch.
And it'll be another one of our Dwayne The Rock Johnson trash movies that we laugh at.
You think so?
Yeah, like Skyscraper Rampage. It's going to be another one of those.
Do you think Dwayne's a good actor?
I think he is inherently charming, and he does a good job as presenting that into movies, but he plays the same character in every movie. He never changes. I've never seen range with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So I couldn't call him like necessarily good. And because, I mean, as an actor, you should be able to play different people, right? Like if everyone loved Tyler Gillette, which they do.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks.
And you just and you were in 10 movies and you played Tyler Gillette every single time, just in different names. Jesus Christ. what could I call you a good actor for that? Would you consider yourself a good actor for that? The answer is no. I'll just spoil that for you.
I know that for me, I would not want to play the same person over and over.
Yeah.
You know, but...
So I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson is very charming, and he is
and
a good businessman, but...
I would have to go back and maybe watch some of these movies or watch other movies to see if I really do believe that he does play the same character
Back to his WWE days. He's basically the same guy.
I will say that Jumanji, even though he does kind of play that same guy, like, he does play...
Technically,
like,
he is
a character within him.
Playing
and
him.
And he does a good
and
job of bringing some of that humor
okay.
to it. And
it's not... perfect. I think Jack Black actually does a better job of being like with that idea of being like a chick who's playing a or in his body.
But I think he does a good job at bringing like the humor to it through that way. So that's a little different. But
yeah, I mean, I still like The Rock and I still see most of his shit.
Second one's really good. I like the second one too.
Yeah, I do need to see the second.
That's
Jumanji.
Good that it was a sequel and I liked it. Mm-hmm. Technically, the other Jumanji was a sequel too, which I appreciate that they didn't just write off the original. And they made it like a continuing sequel, like series. And they did it in a clever way, where the game, since it's magical, changes from a board game to a video game. And it was cool.
They're making a Bob's Burgers movie.
I hate that show.
You hate that show?
You know this, right?
I think that does sound very familiar.
The animation's just weird to me.
It's one of these ugly animation shows.
Yeah, and just even like the clips that I've seen, I don't like it.
Speaking of that, you want to get into some like controversial territory? No.
What, dude?
Big Mouth. Do you know it? The Netflix show?
I don't like it.
It's a weird thing, right? Because it's like an ugly animation show, but it's showing like kids in middle school go through their
puberty,
yeah. But it's pretty like
graphic.
And it's not sexual as far as, I mean, it's very sexual and like what they're talking about, but it's not appealing to your sexual, like it's not sexy, thank
right.
God. But I mean, it's still kind of weird that this animated show can get away with showing basically like the genitals of young children in
animation.
Yeah,
it makes you feel so
that's,
gross. I don't like it at all.
Like everyone's like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
it's weird, right? That shouldn't be okay.
I don't like it. That's really all I have to say about it. I watched one episode.
And it was like grossed
and
out,
I was
right?
just like, no.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
I'm not cool with that.
And a lot of the humor, too, is just...
Now, I don't think it's made by a bunch of pedos or a bunch of pedos watch it, but it's just weird. I don't know. That's territory where we're treading a line there.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I just wanted to get your opinion on that. But a big one this summer that we haven't talked about is Tenet. Heard of that?
Mm.
Our boy Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, I think I saw a trailer. Yeah,
yeah,
yes.
With Denzel Washington's
yes.
son,
and it looks really cool. I don't know exactly.
Very
what it,
weird.
It's like you're going through time in reverse.
Yeah, there's a lot of like weird.
I'm
time
very
stuff.
Excited for that movie.
Although, whenever you start doing weird time stuff, it's like, yikes, because everything can stop making sense really quick.
Yeah.
So it's I wonder, hopefully it's done in a very clever way, which it should, because it's Nolan, right? He mostly does pretty much everything except for the end of Interstellar in a very clever, interesting way. But it's also Robert Pattinson again, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, too, to see, because I haven't seen a ton of stuff that he's in. But
he hasn't had a lot of a chance to do stuff since unfortunately. Twilight almost
that is
like,
not true. He's done a lot of movies
since
Twilight.
He's done a lot of stuff, but
a lot of very different, varying things.
I
just haven't seen them.
Just he. I feel like that. You know, he was nobody. Then he got Twilight, and then he got pushed into this. You know, like stardom, but then he got really like typecast into being like, oh, that's just the Twilight kid.
To be fair,
that everybody
I think that's
hates.
Just people that don't really want to go out and try to see different movies. These are the kind of people that saw Twilight or heard about it and then see all the major blockbusters. They didn't see all the other stuff that he's
well, I'm
in,
saying,
or a lot of
I'm
it.
I'm saying he, like,
unfortunate
that's,
for
that
him,
was his
sure.
public, like, that's how the public saw him, and then that impacted how he was put into movies.
For
because
sure,
I'm looking at
but,
his IMDb and, you know,
no, but he's been in a lot of other things.
I'm looking at a lot of stuff, but nothing that was. He should have been able to get more like leading man roles. I feel like, you know what I mean, like more like bigger blockbuster actiony kind of stuff.
Maybe he wasn't looking for that. Maybe he wanted to
maybe
build
not.
His.
Maybe he has a pure. But then why would he be in Twilight?
That was his. That was one of his first ones, though. You know, if you're getting into this industry,
sure, he could have read the script.
But,
said,
if you're,
oh,
but
this
maybe
is trash.
Maybe that maybe he didn't like Twilight, and that's what made him want to do these other things. And maybe he saw this opportunity,
or
liked
maybe,
the idea, and didn't know a lot about the industry. Did it, and then he was like, you know what? I want to focus on these more nuanced characters.
It could have paid him enough money so that he could be more picky.
Yeah, and
okay
he might
that.
Want to be a
yeah.
more nuanced character.
Fair enough.
So
if that's true, then fair enough.
Right.
I respect that.
But I'm very excited for Tenet. I don't know a ton about it.
Yep.
We're hitting on a lot of movies here. Venom 2.
Supposed
is to
that coming. Supposed to come
apparently,
out this year?
That's what I'm seeing on this list of movies.
Woody Harrelson in a red wig. Let's go.
I think I saw a picture from on set, and I think he shaved his head. I was like, thank goodness. Hmm. Because the worst part about his character was that he's got this really weird red clown wig, and I could not take him seriously. Because
Carnage is red.
He's
so
got
he had
Carnage,
to have red hair.
Carnage has red hair.
It's fucking
but
stupid.
Don't give him that red hair. It's
if you're
bad.
Cast Woody Harrelson, don't give him that specific red hair at the end of Venom.
Or just don't.
Honestly,
he doesn't need it at all.
I'm not excited about Venom 2. I didn't like Venom.
I was entertained with Venom.
It had, like I like the bit where he's like sitting, he's chilling in like a lobster tank. That made me laugh. But most of that movie's garbage and dumb.
I'm excited for different reasons because like it's a Venom was a weird movie for me. I maybe you would consider it a
like
guilty.
A turd.
Maybe you'd consider it a
putting in a bag in the wind. Fuck off movie. God, that's such a shitty line.
Maybe you can consider it a guilty pleasure movie because I know it wasn't perfect, but there was stuff that came out of Venom that like I liked as far as Venom goes.
Can we agree? If you call something a guilty pleasure movie, you're admitting that it's bad, but you like it anyway.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm saying. It might
then
be.
I'm fine with that.
Well, I'm saying it might be a guilty pleasure because.
Well, Venom 1? Venom 1 should be a guilty pleasure at max.
Wow. I'm excited to see what I'm excited because I'm intrigued because I think Spider-Man might be in it. And with the new Spider-Man deal, I think they agreed that he has to be able to be shared within their universe as well. So it's kind of like I want to see how they're going to try to merge these things together. And if it's going to be a multi-universe thing like Into the Spider-Verse, especially with Morbius, which is also another one coming out this year.
That kind of sucks. Oh, yeah, Morbius is actually pretty close to Morbius. Yeah, that's also in July. When is Venom 2 supposed to come out?
I'm not sure.
Do they have a release date?
Here. I think it does. It doesn't say on this thing that I'm watching. Whatever. I don't care enough. But
probably kind of later in the year. October.
Quickly before we move on from superhero vibes, The Eternals is coming out as well.
Oh, yeah. Is that in November?
I think
yes,
so.
November, yeah. That'll be interesting. That'll really set the tone. That's the first like new weird different movie since Endgame.
Yeah, because
and that's got to be good because I think if that movie flops, that's going to hurt future stuff that's not like anything new that's not already tied to a character we like. Like Eternals doing poorly probably won't hurt like Doctor Strange or Black Panther or Captain Marvel sequels, but it probably hurt what's another new one that they're doing? Like a new Marvel IP.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Like, if people don't like Eternals, probably won't go see Shang-Chi.
And the Legend of the...
But that movie kind of seems
Ten
like they're,
Rings
they're really
like
trying
that?
To get China involved in the Marvel stuff more.
Yeah. To be honest, from this list, that's most of the movies that I'm...
Escape Room 2.
There are other movies, but again, these are kind of... We're talking about movies where either... Either we're excited to see, or that we know other people are excited to see, or they're big movies and we just know we're not. You know, something we actually have to talk about. There's other ones that are smaller ones that either we haven't heard of or we're just not excited about.
There's
another
Conjuring
really
movie
care.
Coming out, of course. I don't know anything about it. Probably be bad if it's anything like Annabelle Come Home or whatever. trying to think if I see anything on here. They're making another G.I. Joe movie. Is The Rock going to be in that one, too?
Was he in the original ones?
He was. There was a G.I. Joe movie that was Channing Tatum, like 10 years ago now. And then they made G.I. Joe something else, like, I don't know, Cobra Commander or something like that, and that had The Rock in it. And that was where they were wearing, like, suits and stuff, like power suits or whatever.
It's been a while, and I just didn't care enough about those.
That's
to,
why,
like...
it's weird that they're making another G.I. Joe now.
I have one more movie that I want to talk about.
Godzilla vs. Kong?
That's it.
Yep.
That's
I knew it. I just saw it, and I was like, oh, that's supposed to be coming out? Although Godzilla King of Monsters was so bad.
Yeah, I liked the Kong. What was it called?
Kong Skull Island?
Yeah, I thought that
was
good.
Fun. It's not as good as King Kong. 2005 is a awesome movie.
Isn't that your guilty pleasure movie?
It's not. I don't think that's a good. I just like it. No, I don't think it's bad.
That was
it's
a silly
good.
Movie that you don't like
it's,
or that you like.
You know, it's King Kong, but like, go back and watch that movie, man.
Yeah,
it's
I haven't
great.
Seen that one.
Oh, it's you haven't seen it ever. Mm. The CGI in that movie holds. It's 05. It holds. It looks so good.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Well, I also really liked the first Godzilla because they did this thing where they waited a certain amount of time to kind of show him.
Yeah.
They made him like. Kind of scary and like remember like when they were all hunkering down into a bunker and you slowly see him kind of like march along and you right as the door is about to close you see his like head rear up to the sky and like mm-hmm. I'm like it just the way the
it was
shots
the first
were
time
done
you had seen like Godzilla in such like a ridiculously epic realistic looking scale like
yeah and scary like
nuts. But
in a cool way.
And the human characters that were in it, I didn't absolutely hate.
Yeah.
like I did in King of Monsters.
And it was a weird kind of side like story, I feel like, that worked well with.
Yeah, it was just like a regular Marine dude who got held, like stuck up and everything, basically.
Yeah, and then the new one just, I feel like, not that the... So, what
King
was
of Monsters
that one?
Was super long, and it had, like, most of it runtime was just, like, with all the dumb human people, and they were all just...
Do you think that they went too like easy going with the monsters, or at least with Godzilla, to where like, well, they've seen him now, we can show him more and not make him seem like? I guess he doesn't really need to be as what's the word I'm looking for as elusive of a monster because he was kind of that way, and it made him kind of scary and cool. But we've seen him, and we knew that he kind of helped.
Yeah, they just didn't. You got to keep doing kind of fresh things with that to keep it from just looking at two giant monsters clashing into each other because you can't keep that.
The beginning
that won't hold you forever.
Yeah. The beginning was kind of cool when like they were looking for him because he went underwater hiding, and they were in that like underwater either ship or bunker or whatever.
Yeah,
and you can kind of see him like slowly swim up. You know what I'm talking about? You see his face or like swims by. So like they did that a little bit at the beginning. There was some silliness. The writing was very bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even 2014, the writing's probably not great, but it was much easier to just be a part of, like, it didn't offend me as far as how dumb and formulaic it was.
The coolest action part about that movie to me was the volcano monster, and he's flying along, and every time he flies over buildings, when he flaps, it creates this, like, wind tunnel and, like, sucks... out of the alleyways.
Yeah, that was
cool.
I was
like, that was just... I don't even know if scientifically that would happen.
I don't
but
know,
like,
but
it
seems...
It made sense just from
a quick like
viewing
might,
perspective.
Yeah.
And it made a cool, interesting, like, I don't know. It just... It added elements to it, and it was a cool...
And there were also a lot of really cool monsters, because, like, the main monster was, like, summoning all the other ones to, like, go to that one place. And you only see him for a second, but there were a lot of other, like, the big woolly mammoth-looking guy and, like, the crab guy and stuff like that. But they don't get any actual screen time. They don't get to do anything.
Yeah.
They just get shown, like, in a quick clip. Like, hey, there's a crab one. And I was like, well... He could have fought the crab one. That would have been dope.
Yeah.
Like, he just keeps flying ones. They're all just flying the same thing, basically.
Right. And I think
which
the way
what
that,
was in the first one.
Yeah.
So like,
I think the way that the shots were done, and I have to go back and watch the other Godzilla, but from the shots that I at least remember, they were very, very clever. Very clever of how they were shot to make them look cool and make them look epic and almost like we were saying, like the one that sticks out in my mind, I think was in the trailer, where they're going to that bunker and they see him come out, or you almost see it from a perspective of these people, not as first person, but you kind of come across this monster in these perspectives of the people.
Yep.
In the new one, I feel like you just see giant monsters from like a panned out perspective, and it's just less interesting.
Yeah. No, it really is.
Which really drives home to me how important it is just the way you set up your shots, like cinematography.
Yeah. They should have had more like man on the ground, like,
yeah.
Because that was what we were bringing up, was the coolest part, was like the impact of these giant creatures battling on the normal people and how like they're just monumental scale. Just anything that they did had like huge ramifications on people because they're just so much bigger. That kind of stuff would be cool. I really liked, like in Kong Skull Island, reminded me of that, like, remember that scene where it was like the Big Daddy long leg looking spider thing that had like bamboo looking legs?
Yeah.
And they just came up on a guy and he had like a bamboo shoot like stuck all the way through him, and they were like, what happened? And then they look up and it's like this giant spider is like killing guys. Oh, it was so, like, when you have like cool monster design like that and stuff like that, it just makes it so much better, even if your movie's kind of trash.
So we're going to see that because I'm excited to just see, like, maybe they'll redeem themselves.
Fingers
maybe just the writing. I'm just going to give that movie a pass. The other ones, other two I liked.
Yep.
Maybe they'll redeem themselves at this other one. Hopefully it's just a bad
drop
in the bucket.
It's hard to make big monster movies. Like fun. That's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
That's like if you had to start with any concept and be like, please make this easy to watch with you know, CGI and stuff like that, that's a great place to start. So
you're saying
their
main concern should be the story, the writing, and how it's shot and
all
that.
Well, I'm saying that they don't, it's not like like even something like Star Wars or anything where I'm holding up to this higher expectation because of like previous things, or because Godzilla and King, and well, Godzilla especially, King Kong maybe a little bit more has been, like the original has been known as kind of like a literary or film masterpiece or something like that. Right. I don't know. But Godzilla especially has always been big monster trash since its inception. It's never been like this, like, you have to make it this, like, beautiful, well-written story. No, it's like, it's blockbuster, monster mashup, garbage. That's your expectation, and it's always going to be fun. So to ruin it, you got to do a pretty god-awful job. So expectations... or the standard, the bar is pretty low.
Well, like you said, like just watching those monsters just kind of clash each other, and just that does kind of get boring, though. So I would disagree with you to an extent.
I'm just saying you don't have to have this really clever, well-written story. You just have to shoot. You have to actually shoot the movie interestingly enough, and the design and stuff like that. You just, all the fun elements have to go to it.
You can even put it in a reverse kind of light and say it in a way of, it's already going to be entertaining because of that.
Right.
So focus on the story. And focus on the shots.
Sure, I mean,
enough
people,
to make it interesting to where when you do see those fighting, because that you're going to see big monsters fight. That is the movie.
Right.
So it's just work your story to be written well enough to where when you do see it, it just means more. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, that would be one way to do it. I mean, yeah, I agree with that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Although I will say they're apparently making another West Side Story. I don't know if you care about that from your musical days.
I don't. So that's the thing, is like, I've been in musicals, but I don't really
usually like them. They're just what's
I don't
around.
Watch a lot of musicals. I don't watch a lot of play musicals.
Yeah.
I like The Greatest Showman, the movie, and I do like La La Land. So I liked those movies, and they are musicals. But when they're based off of other musicals that I just haven't really seen, I don't know. I don't have a super strong opinion on it.
So you just don't, you're just neutral.
Not as super excited to see it.
Might see a trailer. It might be good. I don't know. Or might look good. And then I don't think you know anything about the Dune movie is supposed to be coming out.
I don't.
Dune was like this Frank Herbert's Dune. It's a big classic, like fantasy book series. And it's got giant worms in it. So it's pretty cool. Excited about that.
Is it in the same universe? So where King Kong,
oh,
Godzilla,
King Kong, Godzilla,
and giant
then
worms,
the giant worms
fight?
From Dune. No,
kind of dope.
What?
You never know.
I mean, I think these worms are like really big, like world big. I don't know. All
that's
about
why
Dune,
King
but
Kong and Godzilla at the end have to team up so they can defeat him.
Godzilla throws a monkey at a worm. That's the movie.
That sounds awesome.
But that's 2020.
Yeah.
Corona and a few movies we're excited about. I hope a lot of more surprise stuff comes out that I really like, because the list right now is a little weak.
I'll also keep you guys up to date on me and Lindsay's friendship.
Oh, Sterling?
How that kind of
hit you back up?
Well, I haven't texted. We're busy. I'll text her back later. Sure. You know. So I think that's pretty much it, and hopefully next week we'll be able to get together again and not be quarantined inside of our...
You may be listening to me have, like, my phone on one mic here and then me on the other, and you just talking to it like that, just a phone interview with that way.
I mean, that was a crazy, crazy episode today.
Oh, yeah.
Went all over the place.
I forgot. Man, we've come a long way. Episode 10.
Episode...
You remember episode 1?
What did we talk about? 2019. Still our most listened to podcast.
Is it really?
It is.
Wow. We've really popped off. Can you believe we've passed 100,000 listens?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that in the air. But yeah, go see our Corona movies and go support Utah Jazz. He needs it in this time of need. All right.
That's it, brother.
Go home. We're done here.
Go home. Where are they at?
Home.